Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, Wednesday edition SJS. Great to have you with us. This is the segment coming up today here from the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. By the way, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And by the way, the 14s are on the lot at 4th Street, okay, at the Auto Mall. 14s are on the lot in Hummel's Wharf at routes 11 and 15. The 14s are out. They're spectacular. But today, in just a few moments, it is the segment that takes Kevin's childhood and puts it through a shredder. Tony Knopp, who is, we have him on once a month, and truly one of our signature guests. He is the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management. They control between 6 and 8 million tickets nationally. Okay?
He's the real ticket comes, oak.
He comes on. Yes. Thank you, Ticket Oak. He comes on and he talks about the business of sports, corporate partners, things like that. Things that you don't like.
No, I just like sports. Not the business, no, I mean, sports.
Well, you don't like sports lately. Your Phillies in the tank, so now you're all depressed. Your Steelers in the tank, so now you're all depressed.
This is like the 80s okay. All over again.
Okay, you're not really a big hockey guy.
Not really. I'm trying.
You're not a big basketball guy. You know, I mean, so like you really pinned your hopes on the Phillies and the Steelers. And right now, you can't even raise the flag to half-mast.
No. No.
Right. So now we get to the business part, and it strips away your childhood and runs it through a shredder. Where you believed all these Fantasyland ideas, where the rides are open at Fantasyland, and you find out that the rides at Fantasyland don't exist.
We can't have a Super Bowl in a climate that's cold for fear nobody will show up.
You know, when we talk about the U.S. Open at Marriott and about the size of the corporate tents, that bothers you.
That was a great course.
And all we're doing is explaining to you why certain decisions and choices are made in sports so that you have a better understanding as to why they select Oakmont, Pinehurst, Chambers Bay. Okay?
But I don't have to like it.
But we allow you the opportunity, for example, the British Open for the first time ever is looking at a course in Wales. How about that? They're sending out the R&A this week to look at it.
They should play that at the old course every time.
They play it every 5 years. It's in the rotation just the way the NCAA basketball tournament Final Four has Indianapolis every 5 years. Same concept. Every 5 years, the old course at St. Andrews hosts it. Every 5 years, the NCAA Final Four is in Indianapolis.
But be honest. Yes, I did know that. Yes, I did know that. But be honest. As a golf fan, mm-hmm. What course can avid golfers, amateur golfers, and golfers that do it once in a great while all understand when you say St. Andrews, you know exactly what you're talking about? There are very few golf courses like that.
I understand that. And then next year it's going to be at Hoy Lake.
Yeah, see, that doesn't have any magic to it, though. It's like, oh, it's at Hoy Lake. Hoy what?
What about Carnoustie and Muirfield and Troon?
Muirfield, Troon, and Turnberry, I will give you.
Carnoustie.
But not many people.
And Carnoustie.
Yeah, see, that one, no. See, that one I don't know
Carnoustie.
As well.
I'm
just saying, as the every once in a while golfer, that's a course that I cannot understand. I cannot picture in my head, and I can't relate to. But the others, at least I've heard of, and St. Andrews, I can actually picture in my head because of the way it's set up and the story behind it.
How would you feel about the Steelers moving to Los Angeles?
Right now, I think we'd have to pay Los Angeles to take them.
everybody out there now, in your cars, at home, wherever you may be, give me a B, give me an I, give me a T, give me another T, give me an E, give me an R. What does that spell? Kevin, 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 bitter, bitter, bitter.
I have not.
In fact, we
I have not met the Steeler fan right now that is not bitter, okay?
Excuse me, Sean Carey handles himself very well.
Yeah, one or two more losses, and he'll be on the bubble.
He does not go over the edge. Look, you want to know how it could be worse for you?
Sure.
You could be rooting for Jacksonville. Time now for Inside Penn State Athletics. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien in a few moments, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
Sunbury Motors is going to make you see double. Ford Motor Company has doubled Sunbury Motors' new Ford inventory with over 400 vehicles available. Get a fuel-efficient 2014 Ford Fusion with a factory rebate of $1,500. And SMC will double the rebate to give you $3,000 off MSRP. And they start at $20,580. Pick from over 50 of the hot-selling 2014 Ford Escapes with a factory rebate of $1,500. And SMC will double that and give you $3,000 off MSRP. And they're on sale now for $20,980. Sunbury Motors has the largest selection of F-Series trucks in a 7-county area with over 125 in stock and more arriving daily. New 2013 F-150s have up to $9,000 off, and they start from just $19,979. That's right, a new truck for under $20,000. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. Double the inventory, double the rebate. Sunbury Motors will make you see double.
Double. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Something I want to talk about, then we'll get to Tony at the bottom of the hour, which will then it just destroys your childhood every time I do this.
Gone.
We talk about money, business, how to keep franchise alive.
I thought this was a sports program.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
No, that's all right. I just, you're talking about money and business. I want to talk about sports, but that's okay.
What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about what you were leading up to there a few moments ago. You had me intrigued.
Actually, it's not really sports, but it is.
Okay, you baited me. Now I'm interested.
Yesterday, the Washington Nationals played the Atlanta Braves at a doubleheader. It was supposed to be a single game. The shooting at the Navy shipyard took place 5 blocks away from Nationals Park. So they did exactly what you should do. They did the right thing, and they postponed the game from the other night and played it as a day-night doubleheader yesterday. Part of the parking lot at Nationals Park had been utilized as a staging area and also a reunion area for those trying to get to their loved ones who survived. So the Nationals did not play the game on Monday night. Exactly the right thing to do. They played yesterday before the game. The United States Navy brought to the ballpark Navy hats, which the Nationals players happily wore in warm-ups and in batting practice. Players, by the way, wanted to wear them during the game. The Nationals got a hold of Major League Baseball and asked for permission to wear them in batting practice and pregame warm-up, to which they received the answer of yes. The Nationals did not ask whether they should wear them during the game. Part of this has to be the fact that the Nationals already knew what the answer was going to be, because many times the Yankees and the Mets have asked Major League Baseball for permission on 9/11 to wear NYPD, NYFD, or Port Authority hats during the game.
each time Major League Baseball has said no. The lack of common sense in Major League Baseball at the front office, by whomever the decision maker happens to be, where the Nationals already knew the answer. The lack of common sense is stunning until you see how the game has been run for the last 100 years. It succeeded in spite of itself. Other teams really, other sports really can't do what baseball can do. You really can't change your helmet. Tampa Bay, for example, wanted to wear their creamsicle uniforms, I think, next weekend, but they can't wear the swashbuckling helmet because with the concussion issue, there's a specified helmet everybody's now wearing, and they don't have that helmet in that style. So they can't wear the creamsicle jerseys. They're going to do it for charity, by the way. You can wear a helmet. You can, in hockey, maybe a patch, football a patch, sticker, basketball a patch. But in baseball, you can wear a hat. And Major League Baseball misses out tremendously from an incredible lack of common sense of aiding in the healing process, paying tribute, but also having the ability to do something good in a tragic situation. What good can they comes from wearing a hat? Okay, here's what good can come from wearing the hat. Number one, it recognizes your neighbor in your neighborhood. It recognizes the victims. You also can have each one of those players sign that hat. Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, Ian Desmond, whomever it happens to be. And then you put it up for silent auction bid. And you take the money and you give the money to the charity that would be designated to help out the survivors and also the families of those who lost precious life in the shooting. Baseball's lack of common sense, its all-out marketing push, is an embarrassment. And whomever is running that portion of the dog and pony show is someone that should have their job called into question. The Nationals, by the way, did not ask to wear the caps during the game, but they already knew the answer. If the Mets and Yankees were repeatedly told no on 9/11, exactly what was the answer the Nationals were going to get on September 17th? It's another missed opportunity by a front office on Park Avenue that is out of touch with reality. They could have worn number 19 hats in Arizona for the 19 firefighters. They did wear a 19 on the jersey, by the way, which is great. You get concerned when you're being run by people that you know don't get it. And in Major League Baseball, somebody in the chain doesn't get it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. I thought that was important to get it out there because, you know what, I know it's a uniform, but you know what, there are certain circumstances where the be-all, end-all is not in the merchandising. It's in the kindness. It's in the heart.
Sometimes you have to sit back and think, not just put a blanket answer on everything.
I mean, there has to be common sense. And if you're not ruled by common sense, which has become, I think, a major problem across the board in this country, if you're not ruled by common sense, then you have no shot whatsoever at succeeding. And they continue to show just an absolute lack of common sense to the point where it's almost callous.
Is there a little bit of an arrogance in baseball right now? I mean, from the front office?
Well, no, but look, they do allow, for example, the Arizona Diamondbacks wore a 19 on their jersey. That was for the 19 firefighters who tragically lost their lives battling that wildfire in Arizona. You know, they obviously allow the Red Sox to wear the Boston Strong patch. The Red Sox put the 617 jersey in the dugout. I mean, they do allow that after the Marathon terrorist attack. They do allow things like that, but you can make bigger statements than that and roll it and channel it into something that's good. And again, if you can get, you take yesterday, if the players, who by the way wanted to wear the hats, they did. If you get them to wear those hats, the Navy hats, and have them sign the hats, and then you silent auction the hats, and then you take the money and you give it to the appropriate charity that's going to do the best to help out the people that are either survivors or to the families of those who lost loved ones, you at least will have done at least something when everyone feels so helpless.
The question you have to ask is, why does Major League Baseball feel the need to say no? It doesn't really break a uniform rule. It's not like, well, you know, we don't want one player having this hat and another player having this hat and look like a hodgepodge. It doesn't. I just, if you could come up, if Major League Baseball could say, here's why we don't think that we can allow this, I'd like to hear the reason.
There isn't a reason.
That's my problem. If there isn't a reason, then why isn't it allowed in this situation? If you could come out and say, well, reason is A, and this is why we feel it's not appropriate or not acceptable. Okay. I may feel you're wrong as Major League Baseball and having that rule, but that's your rule. It's your game. But if you can't come up with a reason for it, it just doesn't seem sensible. Even though Major League Baseball is their game, it just doesn't seem sensible. Now, you don't want a bunch of guys out there with the billboards all over their hats. I understand that.
I understand. I mean, I watched Bad News Bears. I don't really want Chico's bail bonds.
Right.
Sponsoring the team, but this is different. It's just an incredible, for them, it's, you know. It's just another case where you just feel like somebody who's sitting in an office on Park Avenue doesn't get it. How many times have I said to you one of the most important things that anybody can do to have an understanding of what's going on, whether it's a talk show or a job like that, you need to go out and get your hands dirty. You need to be there and talk, you know, to do a talk show. You need to go out and talk to the athletes. You need to go to a game. You just can't sit back in the studio and go, oh, yeah, okay, I figured it all out. No, you haven't figured it out. You haven't. You can't sit in the ivory tower all the time. You got to get out there.
But see, this is where I think there's an arrogance in baseball's upper management, in the front not in the front office of each club, but in Major League Baseball. They don't feel as though they have to get out. They don't feel as though they have to be in touch because we're baseball and you're always going to be here. Well, guess what? You're not America's pastime anymore. There's a reason you're not America's pastime anymore, because you've forgotten what got you to where you are. And that's the people that pay the money to sit in the seats.
I mean, you need to, I mean,
it's baseball or any sport is not going to solve what happened. It's not going to solve it, okay? But does it have the ability as a sport to slightly dull the pain? Does it have the ability to make people feel a little bit better? Does it have the ability to allow people to feel like they've moved on? Yes, it does. Ironically, Jack and I have been in this position with our 14th season. I mean, the list of things that we've had to handle in our 14 seasons, Adam Taliaferro getting hurt, coming off 9/11, what happened 2 years ago. I mean, we've kind of had to handle more than in terms of trying to somehow set an on-air tone, more than I think people have realized, I mean, that we've had to go through. And so we've seen firsthand what a coming together in a stadium can mean. I mean, we've seen that people come together and do it.
Steve, here's another view on this. I'll bet you Major League Baseball would not have had any trouble allowing a special uniform of some sort that they felt they could make money on.
And this isn't about making money.
I know that. But
this
is
about taking, my point is taking, as you know, I mean,
I realize.
What was my point? My point was taking the money, whatever it is,
right,
and donating it 100% to helping out, doing their part, being a good steward in the city, being a good neighbor, being a good friend, being an influence, a positive one. That's what I'm talking about.
But how is it different if Major League Baseball allows you to wear a different uniform on a throwback day? Because that uniform then can be thrown in and Major League Baseball can make money on it. How is wearing a Navy hat to show unity with the city that you represent as a baseball team, how is that different than going out there and wearing a specialized uniform that you wore 30 years ago? That basically, what you could, in Washington's case, it would have been an Expos uniform. They're not even the Expos anymore. But baseball's okay with that. I don't understand the reasoning behind it. That's okay, but wearing a hat to show solidarity with the city that you represent isn't.
Because it would have been all different hats, but that doesn't matter.
I mean,
that's why, like, you look at FDNY or NYPD, FDNY, or Port Authority, whatever, they all would have been different hats. So what? I mean, there are certain points where you have to wave your rule because it's the right thing to do. There are certain points where you have to because it's the right thing to do. And I see this yesterday that they are wearing them, and the Nationals organization didn't even bother to ask if they could wear them during the game. They already knew the answer. If they're going to tell you no on 9/11, and if they're going to tell you no on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, they're going to tell you no, no, no all the time. Why do you bother even making the phone call? I mean, they called and asked for permission to wear them in the warm-up. And baseball said, yeah, you can wear them in the warm-up. What? What the hell do you need permission for? I sit back and, you know, in amazement, in a sport that has a public relations problem between walkouts, lockouts, strikes, PEDs, I mean, that is now the, I just outlined for you the last 40 years of Major League Baseball, didn't I?
Like 20 or 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, but the last lockout was, what, 94, right?
94.
94 is the last strike. So, I mean, that's within the 20-year barrier. That's 19 years. That's a while. That's why I use 30 to 40.
Yeah, but it still impacts. It still has an impact.
It's people are still disgusted by it.
I am. I used to be a huge baseball fan, and 94 ended my huge interest in baseball. Now it's just, okay, I enjoy watching it, but I'm not passionate about it like I was before. Baseball is a sport, I should say. Major League Baseball is a sport.
But when you have a public relations problem, and they do, Barry Bonds not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Roger Clemens not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Okay. A-Rod playing an appeal suspension. Why? Mark McGwire not in the Hall of Fame. Why? Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame. Why? You have a public relations problem. Now, you didn't create all that. Major League Baseball didn't create that. The players themselves created it, but they've created the problem. And when you have an opportunity, I keep talking about being good stewards, good neighbors, and so forth, but let's now take it from their point of view. When you have an opportunity, but you have an opportunity to, quote, look good, do it. Well, if you can't appeal to the common sense of the right thing to do, okay, then appeal to the part that they live by. It will make you look good.
But if you feel there's a reason why you can't, then there should have been some sort of a reason come out.
Well, they weren't asked, so there was no need for them to give a reason.
No,
okay?
but if I'm Major League Baseball, I probably want to give a reason why the Nationals.
Yeah, but they weren't asked.
No.
They weren't asked.
That's
they
true.
Weren't asked.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Now they do have to. Now, and the reason they weren't asked is they've always, because the Mets and the Yankees have asked.
the answer has been no.
They've always told no, 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 no. So if you're the Nationals, you're saying, do we ask about using the caps in the game? And somebody in the office is going to look around them and go, don't even bother. You know, they wouldn't let the Mets and Yankees wear it on 9/11. You think they're going to let us wear these things now? And everybody in the room probably threw up their hands and said, yep, you're probably right. See what I mean? Why bother making the call? I mean, on something like 9/11, they told them no. Yet, you can go online right now. Right now, you can go online and you can buy an Arizona Diamondbacks jersey with a number 19 on the patch on the front of it for the 19 firefighters that were tragically killed in that wildfire in Prescott, Arizona. You can buy one of those. Money doesn't go anywhere except to Major League Baseball, but you can buy one of those. You know that?
Yeah, I have seen that, and I wondered. I didn't realize, though, that the money didn't go anywhere else than Major League Baseball. I thought some of it would at least go to a fund or something along that line. That's a little disturbing that none of the money goes to.
I'm just saying that's my understanding. Unless somebody from Major League Baseball is listening and wants to tell me differently,
I mean, why not? You know,
that would, of course, entail calling the show and then having me ask you why you won't let them wear the Navy hats and the FDNY hats.
Something tells me that's not going to happen.
Of course, it's not going to happen. Of course, it's not going to happen. And that bothers me. Sports can do good when they do the right things. Let me give you an example. What's this weekend? All right. Whether anything happened here or not, the blowout to support PCAR on Saturday here is a good thing that sports can do to bring awareness and also donations for the prevention of child abuse. Okay. Whether anything happened here or not, it's the right thing to do. Just like Thon is the right thing to do. Just like Live for Life is the right thing to do. Just like Coaches versus Cancer, which has a big reverse drawing tomorrow night at Medler Field at Lebronto Park, is the right thing to do. What, you know, Thon is done by the students of the university. But what do Live for Life, Coaches versus Cancer, and PCAR, what do they all have in common? What's the vehicle that drives people to awareness and donations? sports. Pink Zone for Lady Lion basketball. What drives people to it? Sports. You can take sports as a vehicle, and you can do a lot of great things that can help a lot of people besides the pure entertainment of going to the game. And you see that now, whether it's coaches versus cancer and the effort that's been put in by all the coaches, most recently Patrick Chambers. You see that in Lift for Life, which the efforts are poured forth by the football players themselves. That's their baby, their fundraiser. They're the ones that go to all the meetings throughout the course of the year and make it all happen. And you can do that by what they're doing on Saturday with the Blue Out at Beaver Stadium for PCAR. Okay, different charities, and, of course, Pink Zone for Lady Lion basketball. So you're talking about kidney cancer, breast cancer, okay, the Bob Perks Fund, which is, you know, for example, you have, that's the coaches versus cancer locally. This is what they do. A lot of the money goes to the Bob Perks Fund. Say, for example, Kevin, God forbid you have cancer, and say you're at a stage in your life where, wow, I'm having trouble just standing up. Boy, I could use a lift chair. Well, if you were to get a hold of the Bob Perks Fund, they would buy that lift chair for you and give it to you.
Wow.
That's like handed. See, that's what they do. And that's like handing somebody the money. Hey,
I was going to say, that's handing out money, yeah.
Right, literally. I mean, the Bestwick Foundation, for example, Jamie Bestwick, BMX, literally 100% of the money he raises in the Bestwick Foundation goes to people. 100%. There's no overhead. 100% goes to help out people. And now you have PCAR coming up on Saturday with the Blue Out. In each case I outline, the vehicle to drive it had to do with sports and people's affinity with the entertainment that is sports. And that's where they can do some good, and that's where Major League Baseball, once again, took an opportunity to help people and flushed it down the drain. Because you had to wear the squirrely W hat. Really, really, really? You wonder why in America's consciousness, baseball is not where it was 50 years ago. Because at every turn, you feel like they mismanaged the product and they mismanaged the business. And at times, flat out, and unfortunately, because I love the sport of baseball, they don't get it.
Steve, when you go back to May, Major League Baseball does pink bats and helm, pink gloves and wristbands for Mother's Day, and that's a breast cancer thing.
Absolutely. Great. That's terrific.
But Major League Baseball, as an organization, doesn't take that and turn it into a fundraising opportunity. To them, or, I mean, it's set up kind of like a PR thing for them, and each team takes it individually upon themselves to do something with the money raised. Or I'm sorry, raise money for it. You know, it's a great idea, great opportunity, and this is one of those things where the player could sign the bat, and Major League Baseball, as the whole group of teams, could come together and have an auction. But it's most of the teams individually that end up doing it.
But that's fine. I have no problem with the individual teams doing it as individual.
But my point
businesses.
Is, I don't think Major League Baseball had anything to do with that as more much as the individual teams did. I mean, was that an idea that Major League Baseball came up with, or was that an idea that the teams have developed themselves? That's what I was leading to.
Well, I've always talked about this. What is baseball? Is it the business of baseball, or is it 32 separate businesses playing, you know? To me, if an individual team does it, that's just as good as the organization as a whole doing it. Because each team has its own charities. I mean, the Red Sox, for example, you know, Jimmy Fund. I mean, the players, every time they've been to the World Series, the players have always voted a World Series share to the Jimmy Fund.
Real quick, do any of the fines in Major League Baseball, when they have, do they go to Major League Baseball charities? And what are the Major League Baseball charities? I'm pretty familiar with the NFL charities because they do a good job of promoting them, but I'm not so sure what the NFL charities are.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but I'm sure they have a list of
them. See, that's my point. But I bet you can name one or two of the NFL charities right away. You know, Play 60.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? They're on once a week, though.
Exactly.
You know, and the ratings for that are look, part of it is that it gets lost in, you know, you have definite, for example, you hit a home run, the number of home runs, they donate money to this charity. For every bullpen say they don't, you know, each team has their own. So I'm not going to be critical of that part. I just look at something like this, and then you say to yourself, I'm sorry, it's not that hard to wear the hat. Okay, you didn't even have to buy them. They brought them over for you. You got them for free. I mean, that's my point. My point is somebody in the front office looking at a team and saying, nah, you can't do that. Well, what do you mean I can't do that? You can't do that. That's my point. All right, we have to get to the top of the hour. We need a break. Then we'll come back with Tony Knopf, CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.